I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.436, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff that we have sort of on the front burner as well as the back burner and all of the burners in between. 505, John Reed, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, is going to be with us. Looking forward to having him on. Huge issue out of Loudoun and great poll numbers. Everybody who said, well, this thing is over, it's all over. Well, no, it's not. I'm going to tell you what I've said all along. This thing is still neck and neck, still a horse race. It is just that simple. Just that simple. Margin of error right now between the two candidates for lieutenant governor. Margin of error now between the two candidates for attorney general, and a 7-point lead for Abigail Spamberger at the moment over Winsome Sears. Winsome Sears, our lieutenant governor, has closed the margin and continues to close the margin as undecideds and independents are leaving Spamberger. They're leaving the undecided category as well and going to Sears. Jeff, I don't think Sears has run the best campaign. Okay. I can't tell you it's been a great campaign, but I can tell you that we got a lot of time left and that plenty of changes have been made. And it seems to me that Governor Youngkin is getting a little more involved than he had been, which I think is great because I think Governor Youngkin is an amazing governor. I think what Governor Youngkin has accomplished in the last 4 years is unparalleled. And I want to remind people, Winsome Sears was the lieutenant governor for Governor Youngkin. And if you want to continue moving in the right direction, then you continue with this team. It's not that complicated. Let me take a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, and then we got a lot of stuff I've got to share with you in terms of audio, all right? 804 says, Jeff, seems to me that Spamberger thinks she'll just be handed the governorship because she's a good liar. Yeah, well, probably. That's probably is what she thinks. Giles down in Bon Air says, Jeff, as long as the citizens of Loudoun County continue to elect and re-elect the same people, and people who have the same far-left woke views that the ones now on their school board and board of supervisors seem to have, well, we will continue to see stories like the current episode play out. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Let me see here. Jeff, you are so right. My sister is 82 years old. She just had a severe stroke, and so many people around her are saying that she's going to lose all of her benefits because of Trump. And it did, and in addition to her trying to get healthy, they got her all panicked that he's taking her benefits away. Just total idiots. Well, 804, you are correct. The reality is that President Trump's not taking benefits away from anybody who's disabled. He's not taking benefits away from anybody who needs those benefits. What that one big, beautiful act did was to say, if you are able-bodied, you're not just going to get a handout. If you are capable of working, then you will either work or go to school for 80 hours a month. And if you're here illegally, you don't get benefits because you're not entitled to benefits in the first place. That's what it says. And the leftists, because they are absolutely depraved human beings who have nothing left in the arena of actual ideas except fear. It's all about fear and lies. And it is the one area, I say again, where I think the White House could do better in terms of messaging. They need somebody who is out there loudly, proudly talking about the accomplishments of President Trump as it affects and impacts disabled members of our community. Simple as that. Let me see here. Who is this? Curtis in Bumpus. Jeff, Winsome is cooked. She's made ridiculous campaign decisions. She hired a pastor with no campaign experience as her campaign manager. She didn't go to events. She's making unforced errors. She has done this to herself, and it sucks to see it happen. She needs a miracle. Curtis, you're not right, actually. You're wrong on that. No, you are wrong on that. Winsome Sears, I think, was not out of the starting gate as quickly or as forcefully as she should have been. I'm going to give you that one. But I do think that as the poll numbers are closing and the race is definitely getting tighter, well, guess what? The reality is that the race is getting tighter. That's an important thing to note. I want to share a couple of things with you. Just a couple of things here and there. We've got some time. You know, the administration, the Trump administration, has taken some really concrete steps to make Washington, D.C. safer. And instead of acknowledging that, the leftists are attacking him for making Washington, D.C. safer. I mean, you got to think that's crazy, right? And yet, that's exactly what's going on as we speak. Let's take a listen to some of this, all right? Let me start that, what's his name? Jonathan Capehart is over at, well, right now it's MSNBC. And I'm still going to give you the warning as they change their name to, what is it, MS Now or Ms. Now or MS No W? I don't know, whatever the hell it is. But it's going to be still the same craziness. It will have a new name, but the same bat crap craziness will still be in evidence. So let's start with him. This is one of those soggies there, Germ. Soggy number three.
Well, today, students across Los Angeles are back in the classroom, but the usual feelings of excitement for some are being swapped with nerves and feelings of genuine fear after a summer of dramatic ICE raids in the place they call home. The school district is rolling out new safety measures to help parents bringing their kids to and from school feel safe amid concerns campuses could soon become targets of the administration's immigration crackdown, because we know it has already happened. We have brand new video shared by the San Fernando Valley Sun of a incident earlier this week, the moment a 15-year-old high school student with disabilities was briefly detained in Los Angeles after he was mistaken by ICE agents as a Salvadoran national with prior criminal convictions and suspected ties to the MS-13 gang. So, Jonathan, as Camila has mentioned there, teachers are going to participate in these patrols. You have the L.A. superintendent who acknowledged this is definitely outside their job description. Take a listen.
Are we asking much of them? Yes, we are. Are they willingly doing what they believe is right at this moment? No doubt.
So teachers are worried about their students. Are they going to show up to school? Will they be safe once they get there? I mean, it is a lot on top of trying to focus and learn, right? So what does this say about the moment we are in, Jonathan?
It says a lot, Alex. I remember in the days when we were lamenting the fact that elementary school kids and high school kids had to learn, you know, active shooter drills. And today we have to worry about children in classrooms. I was going to say, you know, migrant children or immigrant children. But as you, we were talking about at the start of this segment, U.S. citizens. Children now have to worry about whether they are going to get stopped by ICE, stopped by people from the federal government.
Yeah, they really don't. Because what you'll notice is that when there is an error, and let's face it, you're dealing with millions of people, and there might very well be an error here or there, it's corrected, it's addressed, and everybody just goes back to whatever their regularly scheduled life was. Capehart also, by the way, is outraged that D.C. is getting safer. Why? Because he's nuts. Oh, I know, he's on MSNBC. You already knew that. But all of that being said, it is just craziness. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And I got to tell you, we have some really great stuff. People paying tribute to who? Yeah, President Trump. And not the people you have been told would be paying tribute to President Trump. We'll take a listen to that in just a couple of moments. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
RBA. 4:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is a lovely Wednesday afternoon. We are probably going to have some rain moving in after midnight, all right? After midnight. Do you remember little Jimmy Acosta, the pathetic pseudo-reporter dude from CNN? What does he do now? I don't know. I think he does it's a Substack, right? That's where he is now? I got a little slice of Acosta, just in case you had forgotten how nuts this guy was. Germ, if you would please, cut number one.
And I just want to say, I take my hat off. Kudos to the people of Washington, D.C. for showing not just bravery and courage, but patience and restraint in the face of what is, and I'm just going to go out here and say it, an occupation. People of Washington, D.C. are living under an occupation. And I'm in Washington, D.C. right now, and I grew up in this area. I grew up in Northern Virginia, and the D.C. area has always been my home. You know, as all the viewers have heard many times, Redskins, Commanders, Caps, Wizards, Nationals, you name it. I'm a D.C. kid. This is who I am. I'm from this area. And it pisses me off to no end that we somehow have a situation in this country where the president of the United States is allowed to take over the nation's capital. How is that legal? How is that possible in this country? The people of Washington, D.C. already live with taxation without representation. They don't have full voting members of Congress. I see somebody saying D.C. rocks. D.C. does rock. It's a beautiful city. It's our nation's capital. It is a beautiful, wonderful place. Does it have flaws? Of course. Any city in the world has issues. But the people of Washington, D.C. deserve statehood, not a police state.
Okay. See, I told you he remains crazy and not exactly the brightest bulb on the porch. But I also promised you a tribute for President Trump from somebody we have been told would hate him. The Secretary General of NATO. Remember, Donald Trump was destroying NATO. He's going to destroy the world. It's all terrible. Take a listen. Soggy cut number one.
Well, he was amazing, and he is amazing. And let me tell you this, that his criticism of NATO was right. What he was saying is that the U.S. is spending so much more on its defense and therefore spending on the collective defense of NATO territory than the Europeans. And the great thing is, and I think this is, and I hope the Americans see this, probably one of his biggest foreign policy successes of his president, of Trump 47, is that during the NATO summit, we committed collectively to this 5% spending, including 3.5% on the core defense spending. That's the same the US is spending. So now we are equalizing what the US is spending, what the Europeans are spending. And he has therefore taken a different view. He always said that he supported NATO, but he also expected the Europeans to pay up, to spend more. He has been successful in doing this. So today, the conversation was a conversation among friends, among close allies who respect each other, who like each other, who know each other very well, discussing how we can bring this terrible war to an end. And this is a goal we all have in common. And without President Trump, this deadlock with Putin would not have been broken. He was the only one who could do this, starting in February.
Wow. How do I say it? Trump was right. I told you. How about this, soggy number two?
Understanding what are the root causes of this war.
Well, look, the war is going to end. When it ends, I can't tell you, but the war is going to end, and this gentleman wants it to end, and Vladimir Putin wants it to end. I think the whole world is tired of it, and we're going to get it ended. It was, you know, I've done six wars. I've ended six wars, and I thought this maybe would be the easiest one, and it's not the easiest one. It's a tough one. A lot of reasons for it. And they'll be talking about it for a long time, but they'll be talking about the others. Look, India, Pakistan.
He's doing a hell of a job. And it just bugs the leftists that the man is doing exactly what he said he was going to do. Those of us who voted for him, those of us who support him are sitting back and saying, I'm making more popcorn. Because if you're able to do this in, what, today's exactly 8 months? Can you imagine what's coming next? But it is the reason why, certainly here in my beloved Commonwealth, we got to get our ducks in a row, kid. We got to make sure we're doing the right thing and voting for the right people for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and the House. We've got to do it. All right, one of those guys is John Reed, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. He'll be with us in just a moment. Tomorrow morning, the host of Richmond's Morning News, Rich Herrera will be here. I want you to join him at 6 a.m., please. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.